This week, the House will vote on a bill that would slash $40 billion from the SNAP program over a 10-year period. Advocates argue the cut would deny between 4 and 6 million people food stamps. The new legislation would also allow states to require SNAP recipients to work. Jim Wallace is a Christian writer and political activist. He is best known as the founder and editor of Sojourners magazine.
The politicians really are picking on our poorest people to cut federal spending. They're not going to where the money is. They're not going to the Pentagon budget. They're not going to even agricultural subsidies that were in the Farm Bill. They're not going to oil subsidies. They're going to the poorest people because they think that's politically safe. Well, the faith community is going to make that politically unsafe for politicians to pick on the poorest people.
Wallace thinks it hypocritical for those opposed to government spending to dole out millions in subsidies to farmers, yet make cuts to food stamps. Mark Dunlay with the Hunger Action Network agrees.
With hunger at record highs here in the United States and the Capital District, we hope that our Congress representatives, including Congressman Gibson, will vote against any further cuts to the SNAP program, including the pending loss of the economic stimulus. Some Congress members seem to forget that half the people on food stamps already have a job but don't make enough money to make ends meet. So supporting a raise in the minimum wage to $9 or $10 an hour would be very helpful. And if Congress members, such as House Republicans, were serious about trying to get people to work, we hope they will finally put some money into job creation.
Calls to Congressman Chris Gibson, a Republican from the Hudson Valley, were not returned. According to the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities, the average SNAP recipient received about $133.41 a month, or about $4.45 a day, in fiscal year 2012. About 20% of those receiving SNAP have college degrees. 50,000 of those who receive SNAP assistance are veterans. Wallace says he considers those who want to cut food stamp benefits morally compromised. He recognizes the importance of reining in government spending as well.
I've got young kids. I don't want them stuck with major debt, massive debt, shackled by that. I don't want that. Reducing deficits are a moral issue, but how you do it is a moral issue too. So rather than going after where the money is, where the special interests make sure their money keeps coming, we're going after poor families and kids, those who have no clout, those who don't make donations, those who are vulnerable. Well, for the faith community, our job, our major role, our priority in politics is to protect the most vulnerable. That's what we do. That's what God calls us to do. And we're going to do that here. The Circle of Protection includes the Catholic bishops, the National Association of Evangelicals, Sojourners, Bread for the World, Salvation Army, and we're going to make sure the politicians know that if they pick on the poorest people to cut their deficits, we'll say that's wrong, that's immoral, it's hypocrisy.
And there's a cut coming soon for every SNAP household on November 1st. A one-time boost from 2009 stimulus spending expires. In one example, benefits for a family of three will be reduced by $29 a month. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.